USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General Merrick Garland traveled to Chicago after announcing a new initiative with the ATF to get illegal guns off the streets in five major cities.
We're going to try and mesh it up with grants for communities to, as I said, to prevent violence, to interrupt violence, and to provide the kind of relationship between the police and the community necessary to build trust.
Garland says gun traffickers bring guns into major cities and then sell them to gang members. There's no change in mask guidance from the CDC, even as cases of the coronavirus Delta variant are rising. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
They have consistently and repeatedly said, if you are unvaccinated, you need to be wearing a mask to protect yourself and others around you. And we need more people to get vaccinated to stop this pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol will go forward despite the GOP promises to boycott the investigation. She says she won't let Republican antics derail the probe. On Wednesday, she rejected two of GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the panel, two that are close to former President Trump, Jim Banks and Jim Jordan.
The other two made statements and took actions that just made it ridiculous to put them on such a committee seeking the truth.
So far, Pelosi isn't saying whether she'll decide to appoint other members to the panel. McCarthy says none of this matters.
This is a sham committee that's just politically driven by Speaker Pelosi.
Denying the voice of members who have served in the military. Jim Banks, a Navy veteran. Jim Jordan has served on select committee and serves on one now.
He said the GOP may do their own probe, even though the minority doesn't have the power to set up a committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm taking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The U.S. has conducted airstrikes against the Taliban to support Afghan forces, according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. During a press briefing, Kirby said that the U.S. has acted through airstrikes to support the Afghanis, but didn't provide any further details, aside from stating that the strikes did take place in the last several days. The announcement comes as the Taliban has claimed to have captured key locations in Afghanistan while U.S. troops withdraw from the region. The U.S. began its drawdown from Afghanistan in early May, and about 95% of troops are now withdrawn, prompting concern that the absence will provide the Taliban the opportunity to make territorial gains. On Wednesday, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the Taliban gained control of about half of Afghanistan's 420 districts, but noted that none of the nation's 34 capitals have been seized. Biden, in announcing the updated goal to complete the withdrawal by next month, said he trusts the Afghan military and doesn't believe a Taliban takeover is inevitable. He said it's up to the Afghans to make decisions about the future of their own country. The Justice Department has recovered funeral scrolls, manuscripts, and records taken from Jewish communities during World War II. Law enforcement learned that an auction house in Brooklyn was selling the manuscripts. Three additional artifacts are believed to be in Israel, with one more in upstate New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.